Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. This is the first time this has ever happened on this program. We're doing Chaz and AJ Family Feud with a former president of the United States. Good morning, Donald Trump.
Yes, good morning, Chaz and AJ. How are you guys?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Surviving another week in the Biden administration, I see.
Yes.
You know, the only thing keeping us together and keeping the country surviving are Netflix passwords. You know that? That was supposed to be a joke.
No, I don't know how that...
Writing your own joke, sir.
Early. Take it slow. We'll take it slow.
Yeah, I got my shot yesterday, so I'm a little slow.
Ah.
Oh. Little pain in the arm?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready? Do you know how Family Feud works?
Well, I agreed to do it on the radio over the phone because I didn't want to be kissed by you, so I understand
good.
How that part works.
Okay, very good. Okay.
That's most
yes,
of it.
I'm ready.
All right. So, Hungry Man, you're going to be playing against Donald Trump.
All righty.
Hello, Hungry Man.
Hello, Donald.
Is that what you sign your checks with? You say Hungry Man?
Yes.
All right.
Well, there you go.
You need to have a bell sound. When you ring in, you need to make a sound. Donald?
You talking to me, Hungry Man?
Oh, you're talking to me.
Donald.
Let me see. You know what? I think I have one. Hold on a second.
You could just do it verbally.
Okay. Just do it verbally. All right.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Let's hear you.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay,
nice.
Very good.
Very nice.
Hungry Man, what's your sound?
Wait, wait.
Nice. Duck versus bell. All right.
Okay, very good.
It was
very
a duck
good.
Getting stepped on.
Yes.
Right. Okay, here we go. 100 people surveyed. Top 5 answers on the board. People say they're in love. Name something else people tell you they are in.
Ding, 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 ding.
Donald?
Rehab.
Really?
No.
Beyond there.
Nothing there.
No.
Yeah.
Hungry Man? Got a chance to steal?
Divorce court.
Really?
Divorce court. No.
Really?
So what happens now?
I think Donald gets to try again.
All right, you get to try again.
This is for control of the board.
Yes.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Police custody.
We're going to give that to you.
It's going to be a long game.
Number 2 answer.
Okay. It is now.
I'm sweating over here.
Wow.
I feel like I'm on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Number 2 answer was in trouble.
Oh.
So, Donald, you get a chance to either play or pass to Hungry Man. What would you like to do?
You know what? I'm going to pass to Hungry Man.
All right.
Could I get the question one more time?
Yeah. People say they're in love. Name something else people tell you they are in.
Uncomfortable situations.
It's gonna be a long game.
I don't think that's going to fit on the board.
All right, that's one strike. You get 2 more.
Name something that they're in. Jail cell probably was already said, right?
Trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be trouble. I don't know.
Is there someone else who can call in and like bring this revive? We need a doctor to revive this.
We need
segment.
The paddles.
Someone with brain power.
Clear.
Hungry Man, we appreciate you calling in, but what the hell?
He's clearly too hungry.
This is a crazy question.
All right, you get 1 more. Go ahead.
You can do it.
All right. Give me one second. Hang on. Something.
What, are you going to look it up?
Yeah, you can't Google.
I'm not looking it up. I'm just trying to get my brain going.
Seems like they're fixing the election on you again.
We don't have that kind of time here.
I don't know. COVID brain, I guess. I don't know, guys. Donald's better than me. I don't know what to tell you.
No one ever just gives up like that.
Oh, wait. How about rain? Is it too late?
You're in rain.
In the rain, walking around in the rain.
Goodbye, Hungry Man.
Wow. Crash and burn.
Big time.
like I was playing against Sleepy Joe.
All right, hold on. We have another player here.
All right.
All right, Linda.
Hello.
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 Love.
All right, you ready?
Yes, Linda, I'm ready.
Let's hear your bell, Linda.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hi, Linda.
That was a long bell.
I'd like to ring Linda's bell.
Have a good day, guys.
What?
Wait, are you leaving?
You're not leaving. You're playing.
Oh, no, I'm not leaving.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Wow. Can someone take that shot from yesterday and stick me in the eye with it?
Turmoil.
All right, ready? No.
No, you have a new question.
That's done.
Okay, that's done. Okay.
Round two.
So we're wiping the board. No points.
All weekend, in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, I'm just going to wake up and remember this game.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's all right, Linda. I appreciate you calling. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Listen up, ding dings.
Name something you do using one finger only.
Keypad.
No.
You have to ring in.
Dang.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
What was it? Is that a real phone?
I think it's a Real Family Feud buzzer.
I found a Real Family Feud buzzer.
Yes, Donald.
Changing his ring in the middle of the game.
More authentic.
Donald?
I'm just testing it out. I'm sorry.
You rang in, Donald?
Has Linda got the answer?
No, you rang in.
You rang the bell.
With one finger, this is what I do. I point and laugh at my son, Eric.
Show me points.
Yay!
Donald.
Incredible.
All right, Donald, you get to play or pass?
I'm going to pass to Linda.
All right.
Okay.
I'm facing here.
All right, Linda, name something you do using one finger only. Point is already on the board.
Pick your nose.
Show me pick your nose.
Well, don't show us. Just tell us. Thank you.
All right. No strikes. Go ahead. You get to guess again.
Keep going.
Keep going. This time.
I didn't realize I'd have to explain this game like every 5 seconds. Go ahead, Linda.
Dial a phone.
Ooh, smart, Linda. Look at you go.
That's the number one answer.
Nice.
Ooh. Okay.
What are you doing?
She's doing something else with one finger that is not on the board.
She's scratching her head.
One finger.
Of course.
One finger. I turn the blinker on with one finger.
Turn the blinker on.
Blink with the
finger. On the car.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope. Strike one.
Yep.
All right.
Linda, you're killing us. Come on.
I hang up my phone.
I hang up my phone with one finger.
Hang up your phone.
You hang up your phone with one finger? How is that even possible?
When you hit the little button, it says close.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Another button.
You know, do we give her that one?
Well, she said dial the phone.
Yeah, I think that's the same.
No, this is hang up.
Okay,
yeah. I think phone is the same.
Yeah. Linda, I'm on your side, but I do think that's the same.
Okay. One more.
Change the radio station.
Why would you be doing that,
that's
Linda?
That's the wrong answer.
You know what you
two
call,
strikes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's three.
I'm trying. Scratch.
Scratch. So I said scotch at first.
Good job, Linda.
In my mind last night, this was going to be great.
Yep.
Linda, you better come up with some answers or we're going to hang up the phone with one finger.
All right, Donald, you get to steal this and get all the points now.
One answer.
Name something you do using one finger only.
Push the Diet Coke button on my desk.
Push a button is on... It's the number five answer.
So he steals.
He gets it.
Yeah. Donald, you get the point.
80 points to Donald.
Congratulations, wow. Donald. You won. Linda,
yay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
I don't have to jump up and down and hug my family, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you.
I'd love to see it, though.
Ooh.
All right. Broke a little
Is Linda
circle.
Gone?
Yes, she is.
She went to have a cigarette, didn't she?
Probably. He's totally done time.
With one finger.
Yes.
With one finger.
I think you need at least two for that.
All right. Thank you, Donald.
Hey, you're welcome. I enjoyed playing the game, and next time I'll be ready.
Okay, thank you. Good. He is ready.
All right. So how'd that go?
Interesting.
Can your job tell you you have to get vaccinated?
Hello? Huh? Hello? Huh?
Hello.
Hello.
So let's ask Attorney Bob Mitchell with Mitchell and Chin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can they?
What? Yeah, can they?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question. They, with some qualifications, yes. For once, I can't be quite as unilaterally deliberate as I usually am. But the fact is that an employer, some of the employers are scared that if they require vaccinations and the vaccinations don't work or they cause problems like AstraZeneca has, where people die from it, for blood clots, that they're going to be liable to the employees and their families for the injuries or the deaths. There's also the issue if an employer asks an employee to get a vaccination, the employee says, well, I have religious objections to it. They may have to accommodate that and not let them have the vaccine, not make them get the vaccine. Let them work from home or something of that nature. Or if the employee has a condition that makes that they're allergic to vaccinations for whatever reason, there are some conditions like that. That has to be accommodated as well. So the employers are getting sort of hammered because on the other side of the scale, they have the OSHA general duty clause, which requires they provide a safe workplace. And, of course, people are getting sick and dropping like flies because of COVID-19. It's not considered a safe workplace.
Dropping
so
like flies.
Right.
That's not brutal.
It's a fly factory.
We're better now. Not quite like flies.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you'd be surprised how many employers are still having trouble with this.
Oh, when you say dropping like flies, you mean getting COVID.
Yeah, getting COVID.
Oh.
Not dying in the workplace. That hasn't happened yet, as far as I know. But the the employees are scared. Some of them are really scared. You know, some of them are convinced. My favorite is the ones who are convinced it's a plot by the lizard people to insert microchips in their brains. Yeah, that actually comes up every once in a while.
Lizard people, yes.
The who?
Did you say
the lizard people?
Lizard people, yes.
I've heard the chip rumor, but not the lizard people rumor.
The lizard.
That's what QAnon is. QAnon believes there are lizard people trying to take over the earth.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, everyone's entitled to their own beliefs.
The iguana family.
I understand some people are like, look, this hasn't been...
the paper, huh?
Well, yeah, paper. I don't read everything.
Not the grocery store newsstands.
Oh.
I understand some people saying, you know, this hasn't been out there enough. It hasn't been tested enough. I don't want to try it yet.
That is a problem. And it's not totally, that's not beyond reality. I mean, I remember when I first got out of law school, my best friend was working for the federal government. I don't know if you guys remember the swine flu problem back in the 70s, where they killed a whole bunch of elderly people because they hadn't tested the vaccine and let it out too soon. And they did die. Because he was handling the cases for the government. The government got sued by a bunch of them. These things do happen. The other side of the coin is they gave out hundreds of thousands of doses of that, and they killed about 8 or 10 people. And the flu itself would have killed most of them anyway, or a lot more people, had they not used it.
Yeah,
that's
so you
sort
do
of
the math.
Where we are. The other thing you have to think about is think about smallpox. Smallpox used to wipe out whole populations. It doesn't even exist anymore, all because of vaccination.
Yep.
It exists in two laboratories, I think, one in Russia and one here. And that's all that's left of it. And it was a worldwide plague for centuries.
Well, if you're one of these assisted living facilities and you want to require and make your employees get the shot for obvious reasons, can you do it?
With the qualifications, you have to deal with people who have religious objections or some kind of a definable and real physical or psychological problem with it that is truly clinical. And then you have to accommodate them. But if worse comes to worse, you can tell them to leave.
All right. Next question. If they try to make an employee get a shot and then the employee says, not doing it, can they fire the employee?
Yes, with those qualifications I just gave you. You know, if the employee says, I'm not getting a shot because I have a true religious objection to it, and you look at the job and say, well, okay, you can work at home if you want to, that's fine. But if somebody is, say, a caregiver who has to be there, you say, no, I'm sorry, we can't accommodate that. You have to leave.
So religious reason. What about, I'm not ready to trust it. That's not a good enough reason.
That's not a good reason at all. That's been tried.
All right.
You say, nope, goodbye. Have a nice day.
I'm waiting for flavors.
Yeah.
I want the chocolate.
Yeah, I'll take strawberry, please.
Yeah.
And we've had a bunch of people call us that, we have an employee who's scared, who's just frightened. Well, they have a religious objection? No, they're just scared. Do they have a physical or mental condition that supports that fright? No, they're just scared. Fire them.
Is that what you said?
Fire them.
Wow.
They don't want to take it. They don't want to do it. Go ahead and fire them if you have to.
Right. Okay, let's play this one out then. So that person gets fired. Number of other people get fired. This case is going to make it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to decide if a company could do this or not, right?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all.
Why not?
There's really any question about it.
Really?
Because other than those couple qualifiers I gave you, there's an absolute right to hire and fire with this thing. Also, you have to look at the point of view that if we don't stop this plague, we're going to have even greater problems. You know, the same justifications that allowed Governor Lamont to issue all his executive orders and override a lot of statutes and whatnot for the last year. It's really hard to stand with a straight face and say, I don't like this. I think it's a bad thing. Why? Well, I don't know, but I just don't like it. And I don't really care if anybody else dies from it or gets sick. It's not my problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, no, I don't think this is going to end in the Supreme Court.
I'm kind of surprised.
Unless it's on one of those
qualifications
or religion.
I thought it would, no?
No, not unless somebody tries to argue that they deserved a better accommodation because of their religious convictions or their disabilities. But the employer didn't do what they had to do to accommodate those by letting them work at home or something. That might go to the Supreme Court, but I even doubt that, frankly.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, also, remember this, the Supreme Court only really decides about 130 cases a year.
This is a big one, though. You know, if the government's the workplace basically saying you need to take this. You need to inject this in your body.
Right, this is yours.
Well, but we have lots of workplaces have rules that if you don't follow them, you get fired. Now, they don't usually involve injections, but they'll have conditions. You know, you have to get a physical, for example.
I had to do that once.
A lot of places now.
Yeah.
Now you have to go get a physical. You don't want to get the physical. Goodbye.
You wouldn't
we don't
pass
need
now.
You. No, it was like vision and writing. It was like basic stuff. Like he didn't make me like do a 50-yard sprint or anything. Then I would have certainly failed.
Like CrossFit.
It was a little weird, but it was, you know.
That is weird.
They wanted
the
track
job,
your tire and
so.
Flip it.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, you have to take a physical to get a CDL permit to drive a truck. If you don't want to take the physical, you don't get the permit. That's the end of the end of the discussion.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Because you got to take random drug tests.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you don't want to do those things, you're gone.
Right. Okay.
So it's not at all uncommon to have some rule like that. An employer that wants to do this, though, should do something besides issue a draconian rule you're going to get the vaccination. They should explain why. You know, try and explain to the employees why it's not dangerous, why it's important, and why they should really want to do it.
It sounds like something you need a lawyer to write up, right?
No.
No?
You need a PR person to write it up.
Really?
Somebody with a heart. Somebody has some compassion left. You know, not a lawyer.
Okay. Someone who has compassion.
Those are
lawyer.
Few and far between.
Right,
not
right.
a lawyer.
Well, you know, call himself out.
All right, because I was going to ask you to play this one out. So you fire someone for not taking the shot. Supreme Court says you can't do that. And the job would have to pay that person back.
A fortune, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if that happened, you're looking at the lost pay for the whole period of time they're out, minus whatever they earned. Plus, they can, you know, come in and complain that they've been hurt and their feelings are hurt and they're all upset and they've been embarrassed and so on. And so, you know, they can claim all kinds of stuff, plus their attorney's fees. Attorney's fees probably be the most important part, my perspective.
Of course. That's number one.
Not being biased at all, no.
You,
that's right.
Bob Mitchell's on Mitchell and Sheehan. We're just talking about employers forcing employees to get the vaccination. All right, so we covered that part. What about going into a restaurant or a concert or getting on an airplane? Can those places say you need to be vaccinated or you're not coming in?
A restaurant is probably, they're all public accommodations. So, again, you'd probably have some issues relative to the Americans with Disabilities Act. But aside from that, yeah, they probably can't. Hmm. I mean, part of this is just practical. I mean, at some point, you say, look, we have all these laws that were passed to deal with specific situations. This whole situation with this pandemic really is something we haven't dealt with within the confines of these laws. They weren't designed for this. So you sort of have to shuffle around a little bit and say, yeah, well, you know, maybe it's not a great idea and it's not a wonderful precedent to allow this, but you know, we can't have these mass exposure situations where we're and let nobody control anything. I mean, the country wants to reopen. They want to end these lockdowns. Part of doing that, the trade-off is going to be you can come in, but you got to, you know, we're not going to let you infect everybody else in town.
Yeah, no, I get all that. And, you know, everyone has their own opinion. I respect everyone's opinion on this. But wow, this is a storm coming that I didn't see coming.
No.
Right? Because there are some people who will not get the shot.
Nope.
And they won't be able to get into possibly restaurants, whatever.
But eating outside in the parking lot.
Right. Or you could have a special outside dining section for unvaccinated people.
There you go, see?
I don't know where you put the people on the plane. Out
that's
going
to...
The
UPs.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's segregation all over again.
You need some seatbelts.
Interesting dilemma coming.
It's the whole issue they're talking about with these vaccination passports.
Yeah.
That's come up. So far, nobody wants to do, and I don't think they really should. But you know, at some point, you say, "Look, if you don't want to participate in the cure, then just stay away from the rest of us. It's okay. You don't have to do it, but leave us alone.
Yeah.
You can't make me associate with you either. If I don't want to be around you, if you're not vaccinated,
that is interesting. I didn't think this call was going to go anything like this.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, I disappointed you today?
No.
No.
Information I didn't have, and like, here's another
angle.
Perspective, yeah.
Coming soon.
Yes. Right, on the way.
A little preview.
Yeah, so.
Yes. It's going to be great fun, isn't it? It's going to go on for years, the rate we're going.
Unless
this all recedes. Yeah. I mean, remember, the flu attack of 1918 only lasted 3 years and was gone. The Spanish flu. This may end, too.
Yeah.
So that's what this is, essentially. I understand it. I'm not a doctor, but I understand it. This is somewhat some variation on the same kind of virus that causes flus.
So, all right.
That's one of my doctor friends told me. I was sure enough. That's what he told me.
Right.
All right. Bob Mitchell, Mitchell and Sheehan. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. AJ.
Fun fact. The U.S. military invented a pizza that can last for up to 3 years.
What?
Yes, the U.S. military lab recently invented...
Is it called a frozen pizza?
No,
I've had one in my freezer for like a year.
They've invented a ready-to-eat pizza that can last up for 3 years. The pizza is intended for soldiers abroad who are craving a slice and also presumably for anyone preparing for a zombie apocalypse.
How does the cheese stay?
Cheese.
I don't know.
Cheese.
I just read everything I had.
Yeah, packets of cheese. Ashley?
Fun fact, all polar bears... are left-handed or left-pawed. Nobody ever likes my fun facts.
And you keep them in why?
Phil?
That is not true, by the way, I don't think. Fun fact, more than half of the bones in your body are in your hands and feet. You've got 27 bones in each hand and 26 in each foot.
Yikes. It's a lot.
Yes. A lot of bones. A lot of little bones.
A lot of work.
Yeah, a little tiny bones.
Break a foot.
Yeah, bust.
Got pins and duct tape.
Needle.
Emma in Wallingford.
Fun fact. If you farted consistently for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb.
What?
All I know is that one little one in the shower.
It's like an atomic bomb.
It is.
Yeah, you don't even really hear. You just hear.
And it just builds in intensity.
Wow.
Like, oh, my
what
God.
What the hell?
I want to die. The Dome of Death.
Get out.
Wow.
That's basically what it says. It looks at you and says, get out.
Get out.
Okay, fart. Right. Breaking news. Ashley's fun fact was not a fact.
Fullable.
I can't say to you on the air what I want to say to you and what I said during the commercial break.
Fullable, huh?
Sure you can. You Fullable. Can be very candidly with us.
Yes, you can.
F you.
That's exactly what she said.
I thought it would be.
Right.
You could look these up before you mention them on the air to the whole state. There's no scientific proof showing that they are all left-handed.
Yeah, how would you test a polar bear?
Yeah.
That's what they eat with.
Okay, here's a pen.
Write your name.
Well, obviously you arm wrestle them.
My name is Bear.
Which one's a dominant arm? Let me do my right arm. Hang on.
I looked it up on the internet, therefore it must be true.
Maybe spend more than 37 seconds looking up your next fact.
Oh, go count your foot bones, Phil.
You've been subject.
Go count your foot bones.
Yeah, that was his fun fact. Go count them.
Never heard that before. That was a different one. I'm going to yell in traffic. Go count your foot bones.
I'm not even mad.
Mr. Pickle.
Fun fact?
Yeah.
Fun fact. The ice tea you drink, you know, the stuff that you taste tasty, you and
Thank
me.
You, Mr. Pickle. Diana in Weathersfield.
Fun fact. The Australian wombat is the only aminal.
Aminal.
That's how little kids say it. Aminal.
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 Yes. Yeah, the only creature.
Welcome to next week's Fubble montage.
Whose poop is cube-shaped.
I do know this, yes.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. I had it like about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
All right, well, facts will be repeated.
Yeah, 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 yes, yes.
But it's a block? It's in a cube?
Yeah.
What is the...
And then they mark their territory by making little walls.
Oh, no, it's just a...
They build a brick wall with their poop.
A house of crap.
All in all, it's just another wombat wall poop.
How's the crap that Jonathan, that won't be sold by Jonathan for beauty?
Yeah, not that house. Jonathan doesn't sell those.
Not that house.
Nope, exactly.
Wombat poop.
It really is cubes.
Right.
Oh, cubes. God, gross.
And what they do is little children put, like, letters on them. Yeah.
Play with them.
And make blocks. Exactly right.
Wowie.
It's organic.
Wow, AJ, I'm sorry I missed it when you said it. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, you know.
How does that come out in the shape of a square, though?
It's not like their body parts are that shaped.
I imagine their little poo hole dilates to a block.
What's that now?
I imagine their little poo hole, dilates to a block.
The little
like,
poo hole.
Like the pump, like the fun factory, the Play-Doh fun factory.
Yeah,
you put the little square shape, right. It comes out of square.
Right.
Put a star, comes out of scar. Yep.
You could just put a little piece of plastic right in front of the button.
Exactly.
It comes out in that shape.
Yep.
Is that different than the corkscrew poo-poos?
The corkscrew poo-poos. That's tough to do.
Diana, I just enjoy your calls all of the time.
Apparently it has nothing to do with the shape of their poo hole, AJ. It has more to do with the fact that it dries inside their body.
Yeah, but
as it compresses, it makes a cube shape.
Yeah, but their poo hole's got to like go into a square as it's coming out.
Oh, my
man.
God, it is.
It's a cube.
It's a cube.
Yeah, it is.
A cube. A little brick for a wall.
Yep, I'm never going to have Weetabix again.
Just another poop in the wall.
Yes, I am.
Wow. All right, thank you.
He's a brick house. I mean,
that'd be blockage, wouldn't it?
Ow.
Not a lot of news, which is good news, right?
Yes.
Right.
But the big story here in Connecticut today is there's a very special birthday. And he's on the phone right now. Phil's dad, Johnny A.
Hey!
Johnny A!
Hey!
Happy 60th.
Trying to be 60 over here.
Yeah, trying to be 60.
Oh, my God, you turned 60. That's awesome. Very happy birthday to you. Don't forget wear your mask.
Dr. Fauci, we didn't even ask you to come in.
I know, but I heard Johnny A's birthday was coming up. I had to be here. Huh. I had to. I double masked. I sanitized myself because I know you people.
Seems like you'd have more important things to do. Not that Johnny A's birthday is not important, but you're CDC and all this stuff.
He's top number one on the priority list. You know, this pandemic's going to be around for a while.
Top number one as opposed to...
Exactly.
Bottom number one.
Right, exactly. This is all Fauci speak. All Fauci speak over here, okay? Yes.
You sanitized yourself. Is that your whole body?
I did. Oh, yeah. I spent one particular time in one area.
But Johnny A's only on the phone. He's not.
I was really excited to talk to him on the phone. That's why. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, am I allowed to celebrate?
Yes,
today?
You are. Yes, you are. But do yourself a favor. Take your mask off and you blow the candles off your cake. You're going to burn.
You know, hey, just isn't really bad advice.
A little common sense over here. If you can, try and fan it so you're not spitting on the cake. But if you can't, then, don't worry about it. Just blow.
I do.
Oh, boy.
Well, the big 6-0. Yes. Happy friggin' birthday.
Yes.
You're older than the radio station, Johnny A.
That's what he wants to hear. That's what he wants to hear right now.
PLR.
Dude. Way to go, Ashley.
Yeah, why don't you wait for Hallmark?
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, ignore her. I think she has a problem with the brain, so just don't pay attention to her.
Do you have a
nice shot, by the way?
We have a couple of people we're going to conference you in with. Do you have a Phil story you could share with us?
Wow. I don't know. There's so many now. Now my head's spinning.
It could be a sign of COVID.
I don't know.
He always tells us the story about the dog that you tried to sneak in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think he was the only one that noticed.
He would be the only one. Yes.
He's a fact checker.
Yeah, fact checker junior. Yes.
I mean, the dog had two different color eyes, Dad. Come on.
Yeah, but Phil, your sisters that nobody knew except you somehow. I don't know how you did that.
We have a medical saying for that. It's called a pain in the ass.
I was gonna say, I think he tried to tell us it was the medicine that made the dog have two different color eyes.
Yeah, no, you're just a pain in the ass, Phil.
So you had a Dalmatian.
Yeah.
And did it die?
It got real sick.
Oh, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny 1 was real sick. He was a very, very spotty Dalmatian. And my dad was like, I got to fix Vinny. So he drives off with the dog. And we're all in the kitchen watching the dog leave. And my dad comes back with a very less spotty Dalmatian. A lot more white than black. One blue eye, one brown eye. We're like, who's this? That's Vinny.
Phil, I just always remember Mom saying, you're not really bringing that dog back to the pet shop, right? I go, yeah, I am. And I remember walking on the front porch and, Chaz, there's this bay window we have in the front, and the whole family was sitting at the table, and I'm walking by with the dog, and they're going, where are you going with Vinny? I said, I'll be right back. And
you returned it?
Dog. Yeah. What? Wait, what's that?
That's a hell of a gift receipt.
He like put it on the counter and like shoved it over and goes, this one's broken.
Oh, Vinny!
Oh, well. Hey, almost worked.
Yeah, I'm going to conference Phil's Amanda in. You have a story? A Johnny A classic?
Oh, boy, do I ever. I mean, there are so many. But Johnny A and JoJo, Phil's sister, are actually responsible for the hardest I've ever laughed in public to the point where I was completely mortified. I was on the shuttle from Yale to my car, parking shuttle, and I start getting these screenshots from JoJo of a conversation she's having with Johnny A where she says she's going to Canada. And she says, yeah, I'm going with a guy I'm seeing. And Johnny A is like, oh, it's so nice in Vancouver. I haven't been, but I've seen it in one of those movies on the round ceiling. And we're all like, what is a movie on the round ceiling? So Johnny A is like, what do you call it? I'm drawing a blank. And JoJo's like, I have no idea. Are you talking about billboards?
No, those are along the roads.
So then he's like, why are the movies on the round ceiling? And JoJo, everyone's dying at this point. We're all like on the floor. So she's like, why are the movies on the round ceiling? Oh, my God. Are you talking about IMAX? And he's like, yes, IMAX.
IMAX round ceiling, same thing.
And then immediately he texts JoJo and was like, I'm so happy Amanda's not on this thread right now.
That's awesome.
Everybody's so mean, Chaz, because you know what? You're doing these things and you're going, oh, my God, please, God, let Amanda not be on this text chain because I'm never and sure enough everybody's going, look at what he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
They're ratting you out.
Yeah, try having an Instagram account sometime.
That would be a big fail for me.
There you go.
They'll have a big screen at the wedding on the round ceiling.
The
and they'll post it. They'll post the text up there.
I love it. Yeah. I like the round ceiling.
Is he watching a movie in a planetarium? Like, where is he?
Round ceiling works. I got it. I knew IMAX immediately.
Like
I love that JoJo was like, billboards?
What are you talking about?
Not
even close.
All right. Nicely done, Amanda. Good hearing you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Happy birthday, Johnny A.
Thank you.
All right. Then we have Grandpa Richie here.
He's right. Great Grandpa Richie now.
Great Grandpa.
Oh, my
Richie.
God. That's right.
Wow. Like an admiral.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, are you? Want me to sing happy birthday or what?
Yeah, your sure. Boy's on. You want to say happy birthday to your boy?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
All right. That was beautiful.
Great Grandpa Richie.
You brought a tear to my eye.
All right. Good to hear your
that
voice.
That was awesome.
Good to hear your voice, Grandpa Richie. Great Grandpa Richie.
Yeah.
Are you watching TV right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's on?
I don't know.
Yep. I'm the same way. I stayed home.
I
stayed at home the entire week. I have no idea what I watched.
All right. Great hearing your voice, great Grandpa Richie, and congratulations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think it's easy to be me?
No.
I don't know. No. terrible.
Sounds like TV, all right.
Someone help him change the channel.
Right. Find the remote.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Oh, man. Wow. You guys going to have a good time this weekend, or what's the plan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Johnny,
I don't know. We have to be a little cautious because of the new addition.
That's right.
So
make sure you keep on doing that. Stay
thanks,
nice and
Dr.
cautious. Stay
thanks.
Nice and cautious. If you can't wrap your cake.
No, the new addition isn't the cake. It's the baby.
No. It's his birthday. He's going to have cake, okay? The baby's going to be there for a long time. It's cake and beer.
I love cake. See? I'll keep eating cake. No problem.
There you go. Yeah. See? Cake is for the COVID, by the way. You're too busy eating, you can't breathe things in.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Well, Johnny A, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Trying thanks. To be 60 over here.
Thanks for testing it out for me first.
Have a great birthday weekend, brother. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Awesome.
What a great guy.
Very.
And I can tell you that there was a YMCA that needed a roof, and it was way up here.
Yeah. Right?
He's in Stanford.
Yep.
And I called him, and I said, you know, we might need some help with this thing. And he got in his car, and he drove right out there and priced the thing.
Yep.
Wow.
And, you know, who does that?
Johnny A does.
Johnny A does.
There you go.
Good man.
I knew the answer to that one.
Yeah. When you guys were celebrating your anniversary on the station in Connecticut, he came to that party. And I think every 15 minutes he was at the bar buying you guys a new beer.
He got me so friggin' hammered.
By the end of the night, Chaz was walking around. You had 3 full beers in one hand, your left hand, you're holding them. And you had 1 half-drunk one and 1 full one in your right hand. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
I fell out of the limo.
He loves you guys.
Love him, boy.
Great. Boss Keith was talking about his Johnson & Johnson shot last week.
Right. You're going to get what we think is the Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, hopefully. Good. I hope I become a freak. If whatever it does to you, cool. I hope I puke blood for 3 days, and then I'm, like, immune or whatever.
There you go.
Huh.
Close.
Did and he get his wish?
Where is he today?
Oh.
He know he. He got a shot Wednesday on his back yesterday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a drag.
Yep.
When a shot can take down someone with that much energy,
seriously,
it's a good point.
Can it bring down the volume a little bit?
Yeah, that's not someone who talks low and very low energy level.
It's not exactly someone I would call healthy, though.
Yeah, he's always full rev.
He eats 100 hot dogs a year.
It's true.
Still,
It's true.
Two a week.
They send him a Christmas card.
That's too many hot dogs.
Thanks for eating our wiener.
He's got hot dog night once a week at his house, and he has two for dinner every single night.
Two? That's it?
Yeah.
I'm good for like three or four.
So what happened? He didn't come to work yesterday?
No. No. He said he was in bed all day.
Oh.
Have you heard bad reactions from Johnson & Johnson?
No. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I haven't.
I haven't. I heard Moderna second day.
Oh, really? Thank you. I got mine coming up.
multiple. Yeah. Well, I've heard multiple stories, but, you know, a zillion people got it, so.
Yeah, not everybody. Yours depends on you. Yourself. Hang on.
Did you get your second shot yesterday?
Next week. Yeah.
Yours depends on you yourself.
Yours may vary is what I was trying to get out. But I'm staring at the rest of this donut over here. I wanted to.
You're drooling.
I'm drooling with this donut.
Wow.
Yes.
When you get your second donut, yep. I mean dose. Yep. Yeah. You know, you never know.
Lobster claw at you. Lobster claw.
Yeah.
Wow, so he was not in work. Yes, usually it's just one day, though. Then you're back, right?
It was quiet yesterday.
It was. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. Hey. He will be sick after that second Moderna shot. I have a friend who runs the ER at Presbyterian Hospital in New York. Her entire staff was out for a day and a half. Sicker than dogs.
Okay.
And the Johnson & Johnson shot, it comes with extra talcum powder.
Nice. See, it smells nice.
A little baggy on the side. Yeah.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, I've heard random people.
Yeah.
You know, Jennifer,
not everybody.
When she got her second shot, she was on her back for a day.
Yeah.
She got Moderna as well?
She's nice and quiet. It's like, oh, it's nice and quiet. Quiet.
Quiet.
Water.
What?
Water.
Aww.
Get it yourself.
Oil. Don't interrupt my movie.
Oil can.
Jennifer.
Oil can.
Right.
Like the Tin Man. Oil can.
Oil can.
Amanda, too. Second dose of the Moderna vaccine. She missed 2 days of work.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. She got her shot, I want to say, Wednesday morning around like 10. Around like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, her supervisor was like, why don't you just go home?
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, all that night and the next day, she didn't sleep. Fever. Spiked like a 102 fever, 103 fever, something like that.
What?
Yep.
When that happens, can you go around people? Or is it bad?
They don't want you to because even if you're not carrying the COVID virus, you can still be contagious for other things. You can be giving people some, like the flu or whatever.
Hmm. I went for my second Pfizer yesterday. I'm fine today.
You look good.
Low energy.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah. That's Friday.
Not when you were eating that sandwich.
No.
There was no low energy there.
I took that down in like 30 seconds.
I had to film the strike.
Wrestled that down like a bull.
That's usually the first to go is appetite, so I think you're fine.
Yeah. No, I feel great. A little achy this morning. Took some Advil. Fine.
If April 30th, I'm not here.
What is that? What day is that?
April 30th is a Friday.
We're getting our shots on the same day, coincidentally.
The 29th?
Yes.
Nice.
My second one. So that Friday, it's going to be Jazz and Phil.
Candid lip.
Candid lip.
Booha.
Candid
lip. Wow, so he's out. Well, you know, we never want anyone to not feel good.
No.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. What happened? Is it a text?
Is this Boss Keith?
You guys should top five Keith moments. Try narrowing that to five. Wait, what?
Top five Keith moments?
Oh, you guys should top five Keith moments.
How do you boil down to five?
Stu, our sales manager, has a great idea.
Yeah,
but
he does. Yeah.
We don't think of stuff like this.
No, we don't.
You got to give this to us like a day in advance.
Yeah,
we have to prepare.
Or a week or something.
Right, that would have been brilliant, right? We just play the clips.
Exactly.
Thank you, Stu. Sorry, disappoint you again.
Appreciate
well,
it.
Well, I do personally like Keith's Balopoly moment.
Monopoly.
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 All right, but there is a top five list.
Oh.
Here it is.
Hi, guys. Sorry I couldn't be there today, but I believe the government is trying to kill me. Today's list is the top five things I learned from Chaz and AJ this week. Listening to the show all week, I came up with a few things that were interesting. Number five.
We're good.
We're interesting.
All right. Thank you, boss. Appreciate it.
Number five. Just when I think AJ couldn't be more wrong about things, he does it again. This time, He said that Twisted Sister Stay Hungry was one of the top 10 albums of the 80s. You remember that album? Oh, no, you don't. Because if you're under 35, you have no idea what he's talking about. If you're over 35, maybe you know We're Not Gonna Take It and I Wanna Rock. And then you know no other songs. None. Zero. Number four. Norm Pattison.
Hang on a second.
Do you think that his children talk to him about music?
No.
No.
No, he forces them to.
No.
If they need like a favor, he's like, you have to listen to this song and give it a review first.
They'd rather do a dish. They'd rather clean the house, do the dishes first.
Right. I'd rather not have it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and sweep the lawn. Yeah.
And he sends them like Depeche Mode. And they're like, they just sound sad. He's like, that's great.
Not another U2 song.
Why are you running
Norm Pattis? He's a liar. As we learned, they're making a movie about the Jennifer Dulos case that will air on Lifetime in June. And a Norm character will be in the movie. He said on your show that he's not going to watch it. He's not going to watch it. They're making a movie of the case that he was involved in, and there'll be a fake him in it, and he's going to skip it. He's just going to watch something else that night? No way. If there is a movie that I'm in or I'm featured in, I'm having a party. I'm taking pictures of the screen. Oh, it would be amazing. Number three.
I think he's right, though, right?
Yes,
I mean, we all knew.
Yeah, we know a movie will be called, Missing.
Norm might not be sitting there that night when it rolls out, but he'll watch it.
Yeah, he'll be on an episode of Snapped. Mm.
What would the name of the movie be that they made based on Keith?
Psycho.
Volume.
Psycho. Yes. All right, go ahead.
Number three. Ashley's definition of perfect movies are wrong. I have a lot of problems with the taste of the folks on this show, mostly AJ. But Ashley agreed with some weirdo that Hitch, was a perfect movie. What is the movie Hitch? No one remembers, but I will give you this one piece of advice. If your movie features Kevin James, it's not perfect. Number two, random people should not
Kevin
be...
Kevin James is in that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy that Will Smith as Hitch is trying to set up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Kevin James needed help, and Will Smith was there for him.
What's his name in the movie?
That doesn't matter.
No, it's a perfect movie. You should know the details.
Candidly.
Candidly.
Number two, random people should not be making top 10 lists on this show. Why is this beef man character doing top 10 lists? Because he has no idea what he's doing.
Why is he up at 5:30 listening to us?
Seriously.
So he reads the Twitter again. And he was like, wait, what happened this morning with Nirvana? And I was like, oh, Beefman did a top 10 list. And he goes, so what was the list? I go, all I know is Smells Like Teen Spirit wasn't number one. And we were in the kitchen and I just had to leave. It's just like, I gotta go. He's like, oh, in what world? In what world?
Oh my God.
Who is this guy? He's a clown.
Oh my God.
I love Phil's boss.
It's like he's here right now.
I know.
Ugh, stupid.
In what world
it
Smells Like Teen Spirit not the number one Nirvana song? AJ doesn't do the list right all the time, but we expect this from him.
That's three.
This random dude should do better if he's going to be on the show.
I'm going to park
number
in his friggin' truck.
If we hadn't confirmed that people are strange and weird, well, this week definitely sold it for me. There is a person that is going to buy Ashley's socks, and I don't get it. So what happens next? He buys them, and does he wear them? Or does he buy them, smell them, and does other things? I think it's probably that one. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, just think of you on a Friday night.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.